Mike, what was that? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Line. Wow, I just did the old school intro. Welcome to the After Disaster with apparently just Tyler, no Mike or Anderson.
Yeah.
Do you want this seat back?
No, I mean, I cut it up.
It's hard to believe that I can't hear myself at all.
Hey everyone, welcome to the After Disaster, yada yada yada. Happy Friday to everybody. Check 1, 2. Yeah, I can't hear myself at all either. Are we even on? Yeah, we're on. Cool.
I can hear you.
Oh, God damn it. I hear Tyler very well in the center of my brain.
I do not hear Mike.
Because he's not on. Yeah, man, it's a problem. How did you just go sit over there in 3? Why don't you go sit over there in 3 right there? I'm a little bit ADD. I understand that. Hey, everyone. Welcome. I would like to recount what just happened. I was in there just doing the settings and making sure the phones.
I can turn to guest 2.
No, because that's not guest 2. Don't try and overthink things.
Okay.
I was in there making sure the phones on hold could hear us, so I was doing this and that. The song was wrapping up. Mike was sitting in his seat. I thought, good, Mike's got it for when the show begins.
There was literally 1 second left of the song.
As the song had trailing out, maybe about 5, 10 seconds
I got no volume.
Well, you follow the chord down to where the volume is, and then you turn it up.
It's cranked.
This is only our 175th podcast, so we're not
plugged
out volume
in?
Yet.
Why don't you use this headphone? You have literally 4 headphones in front of you. Literally 8 different speakers for your ears. She just did the entire show. Oh, I understand.
Disappointed!
God damn it. The things that I have to go through, and that's all because of Rune. You understand Rune that before Rune was here, it was so much simpler.
Yourself, man.
I gotta go switch something.
All
you
right.
Sound fantastic. Anyways, long story short, Mike comes to our door in the control room on the other side and says, hey, did you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
Is that my voice?
The show is literally about to begin.
The song was ending. The train is rolling by. Mike gets up, walks out of the studio, walks out the hallway, walks into the closed studio, and peeps in and says, did you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
Was literally rolling by.
The train was rolling by. And Mike can't hear me talking to him, so... Okay. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah. I can't hear myself, but I...
God damn it. You're supposed to stay at the other mic.
No, you sit over there. You sit over there. All
right, here's my God.
Drew was on the road tonight. Drew was in Atlanta, so everything's a little different around here. Everything's a little switched around. Just kick that chair out.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's a long cord. You can sit wherever you like there, Mike.
I got it.
All right. I know. Okay, now.
Did you get that pink-ass light out of my eyes?
Tyler and I.
No, welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world. That's what I deal with. So you have to deal with it too, my friend.
I feel like I'm a rat at the pet store.
We're in communication with Mike earlier today on the... there's a guitar about to fall over.
Uh-oh. I got it.
It would make a cool sound, though, if it fell. And Mike is telling us that he has an amazing, horrific story. And I hope that we're not let down. We're going to get to that soon.
Mike, he also let everyone know. He posted on the After Disaster Facebook page, holy fuck, I have a story.
I didn't say amazing. I just said
the worst thing that's happened to him in recent memory.
It is.
Without a doubt. I want to tell the story.
And we, Mike, Tyler and I were guessing back and forth. I guessed someone was pregnant. And then I also guessed that he just moved. So I guess that Stompy, his old person that lived above him, had moved into the roof. Set a tent up on top of your new apartment.
I love that somebody... my favorite comment was the person that said, it turns out that Stompy was... that cop killer guy.
That would be Scott who said that.
That was the best.
That's pretty good, Hashmir.
Because that would have been
Scott by Scott.
That would have been a better story than what I got.
That was the good Scott.
But before we get to all this, guys, this means I'd have to go back in there. I would like to have Rune in here for a minute because I
want to tell a story.
I want to tell a story. I want to talk to Rune.
Okay.
Is that cool?
No one wants to talk
absolutely.
To Rune.
I want to get to the bottom of
something. Valentine's, you feel bad for him?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do an anti-ad soon concerning Pro Flowers.
Ooh, you did it? You did Pro Flowers?
Well, you know what we should do?
Wife?
We're like amateur flowers.
Oh, you know, hey.
Right, guys?
Instead of doing ads, we'll do anti-ads. That's where the app is at.
And they'll pay us.
You pay us to not do anti-ads for you.
How do we sell that?
Hold on, I gotta...
We don't sell. Because where the app is at.
This is kind of a...
God damn it, I have to go in there.
Horrible opening for the show. Why can we not ever do this show? We do it from a multi-million dollar...
You can't cast a stone. You're the one who came in here and asked if we did anything for Valentine's.
I know, but... We do a podcast from a real radio station, from a real radio studio, and we still F it up every single week.
Yeah.
Why is it irritating me now and it hasn't the past 3 years? I'm very jumpy. I'm very jumpy, and I'm very frazzled. And
because of your big day?
I hope my story's not a letdown.
I want to tell the story.
Because it may be. It may be a giant letdown.
What do you think the odds are that it's a letdown, Ty Ty?
I think in my head I want it to be a 10. It's probably going to be a...
I'm thinking solid
a
6.
A strong 7.
You know what? I got to say, I think it's going to be better than that.
Okay.
You think it's going to be like a mild
But I think
8?
It's going to be an inside better than that. I don't think if there's a new listener listening, I'll set it up a little bit. But I don't think they're going to understand the extent of this unless they've been listening to the show for an entire year. Anderson's leaving the studio for the 4th time. I don't understand why.
He's getting his cardio in.
This is definitely...
Okay.
I guess we could have probably done all this
well,
stuff
13 minutes
started.
Into the program.
Here's the deal, guys. When Drew is on the road, everything changes, okay? All the settings change. All the setup in here changes. I apologize.
No problem.
And I do realize when I talk, I do a weird thing with my mouth sometimes. And I'm very self-conscious of it, so stop staring at my mouth.
Okay. I want to tell the story.
I told Dr. Drew I'm available to do his podcast in Irvine, and he just said, ha, ha, ha.
That's true.
He's the one that invited me on.
And he probably forgot. That's true. Mr. Dr. Drew. Okay.
Okay, so let's get to Rune first.
Rune.
What's happening?
Is it cool if I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, okay.
Are you all right with that?
I guess.
Do you have any, if you had to guess where we're going to go right now?
I don't know. You didn't seem mad.
No idea?
No.
None. Was I mad before the show? No, it's not mad. I'm just confused.
Oh.
The communication breakdown.
With the TV being on?
Communication Without breakdown. Getting into the nitty-gritty of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration day.
I wasn't even involved in the email. So,
I remember when you were mad at me now.
Okay. Long story short is talking to Rune about something, and somebody needed something from him. It involved a picture. It involved a guest. And it involved branding and whatnot. And I said, well, you're going on about it wrong. Don't bother that person. We came up with a plan where you could just do it from the video and you wouldn't have to bother the person. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's true. Great. I said, it's less work for you, less work for them.
This is Loveline related, right?
It's the pre-show related, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flash forward 7 minutes.
About 7 minutes.
And Rune is completely disregarded everything we talked about, and he's bothering that person as soon as she gets in.
Yep.
And having her pose and do things that we had just discussed. Literally 7 minutes ago about how we're not going to do that. He doesn't have to do it. She doesn't have to do it. And I see him just traipsing out. And it's like, where did we... What happened there? What happened?
I thought about the person who was asking me to do the thing.
Fear happened.
And I thought they would not be happy with
fear.
Was it a
celebrity?
No.
No.
Not a celebrity. We had a celebrity in last night, but it's ridiculous. Going down paths that are just ridiculous, and all I can do is put my foot in my mouth and make myself fired, but it's absurd.
You know what celebrity I saw yesterday? We were walking back.
Was it Coco?
We were walking home back to my place from breakfast.
Who's we?
Me and a friend.
Okay.
And
Got a lot of friends.
We were crossing about a half a block from where I live, and I went, there's the dude from the GoDaddy commercial. And she looked at him and went, oh, yeah, it is. And he
smiled. The little cartoon guy?
The guy that made out with the chick.
Jesse Hyman.
The nerdy
guy.
Yeah.
And he smiled, and I went, hey, and then I posted something about that, and then somebody forwarded it to him. Mm-hmm. And then there was a response. I was like, that's awesome. He's like my neighbor.
So it was fear.
And my new friend.
Well, not fear so much as wanting to do what my corporate overlords tell me to do.
Mm-hmm. Fear. That's fear. That's
oh,
fear.
Okay.
Speaking of fear, great movie called Compliance. It's streaming now on Fuckflix, and it's all about fear. Based on true
Speaking
stories.
Speaking of fear.
Based on a lot of true stories about people that call up. It's a true story about a guy that pretends to be a cop, calls a fast food restaurant, and has the manager interrogate, strips, do all sorts of horrible things to one of the employees because she believes that it's a cop on the other line, and she's terrified of upsetting the cop or upsetting authority.
I remember the horrible Dateline about good. This. It was terrible.
Compliance.
The guy wasn't even good at like lying. He was just like, hey, I'm a cop, do this.
You know, speaking of fear, I saw Lee Ving perform with that
Lee Ving,
Foo
singer
Fighter show.
Singer of fear.
Very Lee Ving.
He was
speaking of Lee Ving, Rune.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah. I got work to do.
All right. Thanks, Rune. Thanks for coming.
See you later, Rune. Have
Wait,
a good
that's
night.
That's it? That was a payoff only for you. No one
you
else
just
cared
wanted
about that
to
story.
Humiliate Rune?
What's that?
There was no details in that story.
I thought that he would have something better. I thought that there would be something more to Rune than other than fear. But it's just – here's the thing. I'm Rune's manager, and I was telling him. But
you get 10%?
Whatever.
10% of the grief, apparently.
Okay.
I'm
sorry that didn't pay off, guys.
That's
all
right.
Is your story better than that?
Enough. Lee Ving, singer
Can you beat
of fear.
That?
Yeah, he was great.
Punk rock band. Not neo-Nazi-esque punk rock band.
I disagree. Well, here's the thing that made him so great.
I love fear, but
there
most
should be a guy named Neil Nazi.
Quiet time. Most of their fans.
Should change his last name then.
Like moves into the suburbs.
most of their fans, Nazis. It's a true statement.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
broke my nose at a fear concert.
Oh, really?
On the back of a Nazi's back.
Here's why I love Lee Vann.
That sounds like a bad country song.
Yeah. I broke my nose on
I was in the pit, and one Nazi threw me into a giant hulking man that was also a Nazi into his back.
You mean he was turning into the Hulk?
No, he was just hulking. He was a hulking man.
And
my
face.
His
eyes turns red and his clothes started busting off?
Smashed his spine, ironically, before I even broke my back. I was breaking my nose on another man's spine. And it was broken.
We've all done that.
Someone in the chat room would like to say that if Mike's story is anything like the candy cane story, put on your seatbelt. Strap in.
No, Lee Ving at that show. That show was phenomenal, by the way.
All right.
I'm sure I talked about it. But Lee Ving was one of the great parts about it. And part of the reason was...
that name one more time. I'm
well, because he was having so much fun. He's like a little
quick
old...
question. What movie is Lee Ving in?
I don't know. Oh, Fear of... Decline of Western Civilization.
Yeah, well, that's a documentary. But he was also in a movie.
I don't know. What was it?
I think it was Dudes. I can't remember.
I didn't know
Dudes.
There was a movie called Dudes.
Dudes with Flea and Lee Ving. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Mm.
I hate his name.
Interesting.
So much.
Interesting. Not interesting at all.
It is 100 degrees in here.
It's freezing in here.
You wanted me to put on the AC, and you're like, nah,
this show
I'm
sounds
good.
So unprofessional.
You know what? What's with your newfound professional?
I'm a professional now.
Hey, now that we're bringing the big bucks on the Amazon affiliates, he wants to do a ship-shaped job.
Listen, go ahead. Leaving.
God,
what about
damn
him?
It was just great. He was great because he's an old punk rocker. I don't know if he's like 60 or
punk
how
rockers
old
with
he is.
Punk walkers,
but he just
old.
Came out with a huge smile on his face and was just loving being there. And then he would just tear into the
still hip with broken hips.
Fuck you!
So good. But it was incredible. His energy was fantastic.
Pull up,
and his joy to be there was amazing. Like. Cheap Trick was awesome. John Fogerty was amazing.
Bologna. Beef Bologna by Fear.
Master of Reality was fantastic. Stevie Nicks was kind of a snooze, even though I love her.
You know Lee Ving was in Flashdance?
No, I didn't know that.
He's been in a lot of shit. Look at that. 27
What am I pulling
titles?
Up? Monkey Dongs? What is it called?
No, it's called Beef Bologna. It's a song by Fear. Fear, the original album, great album. Second album, Fear More Beer, not so good.
Yeah. It was just a fantastic experience because he was so filled with joy to be there, and then he would just tear into this hardcore.
Ah, baby, so talk about low down. Damn, skankadoo.
Yeah, they did this.
So good.
I love that his songs sound like they're going to be a blues song in the beginning.
It was at the Palladium, right?
Yeah,
that's where I broke my nose at a Fear show. Almost
my baby, just about the low down skankadoo.
What is that noise? What was that noise? Ruining something. You just gotta let him get into it.
Yeah, I'm glad this song just jumps right in.
You gotta let him get into it. Here, and then we can go.
It took a song with a 10-minute intro.
I love the like showing that you can clearly make like interesting in-depth music and then just cutting to like the two chord progression.
Live, it was even way more punk rock than this. It was just screaming.
Well, maybe
but the
sing
Foo
anymore.
Fighters were having the best time of their lives playing with him. John Fogerty stole the
I
show,
I think if
though.
You're in the Foo Fighters, you're having the best time of your life even when you're sleeping.
Dave Grohl was on stage for 3.5 hours. He was with everybody. He played with Stevie. He played with everybody.
We heard this last week.
Okay, sorry.
Did you turn leaving?
Yeah.
A little loud.
I don't like
to compete with leaving, honestly.
Okay. Listen up.
What are Tyler going to call this episode? Leaving? Rune is leaving? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to set this up on the off chance that we have new listeners.
Were you telling the story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very slim chances.
But let's just start here. If you don't know me, I have an anger problem. And I'm also hypersensitive to anything that bothers me. And when something bothers me...
tell the story.
When something bothers me, it eats away at me to the point where there's no return. And I just become irate and anxiety-ridden, and it's
explain
not...
this for all the Reddit people that you think are listening
out there.
What's
going on right
maybe.
Now? You guys were talking about something earlier, and I wasn't paying attention because I was
the
doing
internet
other stuff.
Hates Mike, they but hate, they give him lots hates of him. Video views.
What happened? Let's recap.
I don't know what happened.
Let's begin with what were you doing on Reddit? Well,
I wasn't on Reddit.
Apparently
I wasn't
you were.
He was cruising our jail.
Apparently I'm not.
which the I was six not. Of you out there
I got
get
a text
that joke
at 4 in the morning.
Very much.
Got a text at 4 in the morning.
I can't understand two things at once.
Now, this is, what, I have a story to tell, and this is the fucking worst show we've ever done.
It's because of the Reddit listeners, isn't it?
No, you had to talk to Rune.
Welcome to Reddit. Him on I the needed air. To talk to Rune. It was important.
Five different starts because the microphones didn't, the headphones didn't work.
I'm sorry that I'm not up
to
speed.
You know what? Hasn't been recording.
I apologize because I'm highly agitated because of events that happened 12 hours ago.
Did one of those worms that was in the spider come out of you?
How'd you know? That's the story. End of story. The end.
And you clubbed it with your candy cane?
And that's
cane?
The show.
You clubbed it to death with your cane?
I still have that candy cane. It's sitting on the counter of my old apartment.
And is that the plot of Battle of Skunk Skulls?
Okay.
You know what? Candy canes actually play a very big part in Battle of Skunk Skulls.
Is there a candy cane rape?
Nothing to do with Mike's candy cane, but yes.
It's a candy cane rape.
It's funny you would bring
Battle
that
up. Battle of Skunk Skull. I forgot about that.
The battle is just Battle of Skunk Skull. Bass.
Okay. Okay. So listen up.
Mm-hmm. They call it Beat Skunks for
sure. I
have. Can we please be professional?
An anger issue, and little things will eat away at me. And
can you begin your story
me.
With dear Reddit listeners? And then continue.
No, this isn't for them. This is for you guys and our listeners.
Well, why are you telling us you have an anger issue when we're well aware?
I'm
of
telling
it.
In case there's new people, they're not going to understand it's the extent of the payoff.
Well, which
they're
the
not going to understand unless they understand what a year it's been.
Okay.
Okay. So, long story short, too late. I about a little over a year ago.
Can I turn my mic off and eat my taco?
No. A little over a year ago, I sold my place in Orange County and moved to L.A.
Did you sell it or did you stop making payments for months?
Both. So I moved.
That's the best thing to do.
I moved up to L.A. and moved into an apartment. I was very excited about it. I was rejuvenated. I was looking forward to the change. And I rented a tiny apartment in Beverly Hills. And I was very excited to be up here. It was in a great neighborhood. Didn't really care much for the apartment. Moved in. Little things were going wrong left and right. The sink was leaking all the time. Six times the plumber was there to fix it. Never got fixed. Things in the kitchen didn't work. Never got fixed. But that paled in comparison to my upstairs neighbor, which we all call Stompy. This a-hole is one of the most inconsiderate, rude people I've ever been around in my life. And it was sheer torment. And keep in mind, I have some mental problems. So things eat away at me more than they should. But it genuinely and most sincerely ruined my year.
If Stompy looked like a famous person, who would it be?
Denzel Washington.
Okay, thank you.
So I
pre-flight.
What does that have to do
flight?
With anything, by the way? Pre-flight, young, handsome Denzel Washington.
I paint pictures
sexy
with my mind.
No, he's very handsome.
I paint pictures with my mind.
I'm surprised. Okay, good. If this was a girl, you would be mad at all.
And he drives a white,
a German luxury automobile, right?
Yes. Yeah. So this guy stomps around, and it's so unbearably, annoyingly loud that it's genuine. It's given me a knot in my stomach every time I go home, knowing that I'm going to have no peace and quiet, and I'm just going to become agitated and have hyper anxiety and just have to leave. And it's turned into a complete war. One time I was videotaping it just to document it for a video because I thought it would be funny, which is not funny at all. And he took 77 steps in 90 seconds in a friggin' studio apartment. And I just became irate. And every day this year has been effed up, and it's made my life miserable. And when I realized my lease was coming up, I was overridden with joy. I had a smile on my face for
days. Did you skip? Was there any skipping?
I could have skipped. I jumped up and down. I went for a run.
Did you click the heels?
Absolutely. I broke out my very rare and very expensive red ruby. So my lease came up, and of course, I'm lazy, and I started dragging my feet. And then I realized I can move. Mm-hmm. I need to find a new place ASAP, and kind of started frantically looking. And it took a couple weeks. Uh-huh. Finally, out of sheer desperation, I signed a lease. Keep in mind, I have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's seen episode number one of the videos has seen all the stuff I had in my old house,
that's
which is all in storage.
Is this all for fucking Reddit? Goddamn Reddit. Reddit dominating the show.
Hey, seriously.
This episode should be called For Rune, Dear Rune, and Reddit Listeners.
This has nothing to do with Reddit.
It's called Reddit Leaving.
Hey, can I say that Reddit is the worst name of anything ever? I'm trying to attack Reddit.
Pretty
so
much.
I'll get attacked. Reddit's gay.
You will. Nah, they're.
Yeah, I said that.
I don't think that's going to be offensive. I don't think
it's offensive to both.
Hey, what if we have like
the gay community?
3,000, 10,000 new listeners.
Hey, so, new film ball, by the way. I'm very homophobic on it.
We have so many listeners that only hate listen that we're able to do like live shows with them just shit on us and like throw things and scream.
We're like the punk rock podcast. People spit up. We have to put chicken wire up. Okay, so now you understand the vitriolic hatred that's been running through my blood, and it's turned into a war where I started leaving music on when I left. And I did it every day. And I understand how immature that is and how stupid it is on my part. And I'm ashamed
not
of it.
Not just music, though. Like, you actually downloaded, like, sounds that make people nauseous,
know,
like they use in that movie, Irreversible.
I know.
Earthquake stuff.
I'm embarrassed by it.
I'm trying to fill in the Reddit listeners.
Okay. So this isn't for Reddit. I promise you. You'll see when I get to the end. So you
Is
guys,
that true that only people guys, with like sub 100 IQs are on Reddit?
You guys have...
I've heard that.
You guys have heard me complain about this for an entire year, every week.
Oh, yeah.
To the extent where I was going to rent this
Today's
amazing
my
apartment.
Cake day, by the way.
Hey, can you guys shut the fuck
hey,
up so I can finish the story?
If you sue Stompy, we would what actually would be entitled to a little bit of something.
Probably, because you suffered.
Yeah.
Pain and suffering.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the listeners get something, too.
The annoyance everybody has with me complaining about this and being irate and having anxiety attacks and having to lay on the floor thinking I'm having a heart attack, considering killing him, and...
It's a true story.
To the extent where I finally went, I'm fed up. It's a war now. And it is a war, by the way. It turned into a who can disrupt the other person more. So I have a stereo and subwoofers in my closet, which I leave going 10, 11 hours a day. I'm very embarrassed by that. I'm very immature. I wish I didn't do that. I wish I was bigger than that. And I'm also afraid of confrontation, by the way, unless it's with strangers. And I have no problem with it. So keep all that
Stompy's
in mind.
Stompy's not a stranger. Kind of is.
He's a total stranger. So... So, I rented, I have a couch, a bed, a table, a TV, and a chair right now. That's it. So, I moved into, out of sheer desperation, I signed a lease for a two-bedroom, two-bath, very large apartment with two parking spaces, and I only have one car. And I didn't give a crap. Anything to get away from that guy. I'll pay any amount of money, including the fact that I was forced into paying 2 months' rent because of the on two different apartments because of the fact that they wanted to lease this place right now.
That's what happens usually. Is like okay, there's some overlap. Usually a couple weeks.
So this month cost
me... Did you ever look in to talk to the manager and ask if you could like move to a different part of the building you were already in?
I'll tell you what happened there. So essentially I paid $4,300 this month to live.
All right. A lot of details.
So when the company that owns the building called me to find out why I was moving and if there's anything they can do to change it, I lost my mind.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I went off.
That poor bastard.
And I started with... Okay, the sink leaks. The plumber's been here six times.
Real
I've
quick,
called
hold
the maintenance
on.
Guy.
Before you continue, is this person like from some corporate office, like in a
yes.
different part of the
yeah.
country?
No.
Is
they're
it big
here.
Or
it's
is
new
it,
management? New management.
It is a little smaller then. Okay.
Yeah, they only own
so
two buildings.
This is a person that might actually be familiar with the. Okay.
No, it's a person that might actually take charge to do something about it, but too late.
Okay.
Because I had already lost my temper on the phone with her, and she went, "Is there anything I can do?" And I started laughing. I went, "No." I go, yeah, get a time machine and let's go back to the beginning and I won't sign the lease. I go, that's what you could do. And then I went off on, I started with the little things, the slamming of all the doors, the slamming of the gates, the inconsiderate nature of every single person in that building, including that one doctor that walks out and slams that metal gate, which
How
is an explosion because I've seen him. I videotaped him today.
Does he have a stethoscope?
You know what?
How do you know it's a doctor?
Because he's got the doctor suit on and he's
the
walking to Cedars.
Suit.
He's got the doctor costume on and he's walking to Cedars, which is right down the street. Okay. So... I go off on the management about how I'm not there's nothing you can do to keep me here. This has been the most miserable year of my life. It was the most unproductive year of my life. Every day I came home with a knot in my stomach. I hate this guy. I didn't talk about the guy yet, but I went, the sink's leaked, the plumber's been here six times. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. This doesn't work. The maintenance guy, I told him about this. That never got fixed. It's been 11 months. I told him about this. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. So now I've badmouthed the maintenance guy, who's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely tore him apart. Then I went. But the real problem is my upstairs neighbor, the biggest a-hole I've ever lived near in my entire life, the most inconsiderate, self-centered jerk. But I used a lot more strongly worded language than that. And I went, this guy stomps around all goddamn day, all goddamn night. It's ruined my year completely.
Oh, shit.
So that's where my level of hatred is. So today, now I have two apartments. So I've been going over there.
You feel like a baller.
Picking up a couple things and then driving home and it's fine. So today I stopped by and I went, you know what? While I'm here. I'm going to wash these throw rugs since I'm here, and then I'll throw them back in the apartment, and then I'll pick them up tomorrow or something. So I
the amount of details.
Listen,
remember 40 minutes ago,
I
want to
build this
up
so you understand the amount of anger that's inside of me because of this. My entire year has been disrupted, and
you did a lot of good work here on the After Zest.
It's the overwhelming amount of my mental problems this year were from this sole individual living above me that I was scared of and didn't have the balls to confront. So. I'm walking to pick up, get my throw rugs out of the laundry room, and I see the maintenance guy. But he's doing something, so I quietly sneak around him because I don't want a confrontation with him now because he surely heard from the company about all the stuff I said about him.
Right.
So I go in, I get my rugs. Now, I've lived in this building 13 months. I've never taken the elevator. Never. I always take the outdoor stairs because I don't want to see anybody in the building. This time I thought, I got to take the elevator so I don't see that guy in the parking structure. So I get in the elevator. I hit a button. It opens up on the floor. Bing. I walk down the hall. I walk up to the door.
Oh, my God. Which
hear
foot
me
did
out.
You,
hear
which,
me out.
Which foot went
hear
out of the
me
elevator?
Out.
Was it right
Stop.
Or left?
Stop. I walk up to the door. Why'd you turn me off?
No, he didn't. When you scream into these mics, they get angry. They fight back.
Well, just stop. Don't say anything. Let me finish the story.
All right, you were walking.
I walk up to the door. I put my key in. I turn the door handle. Mm-hmm. I open it up. I step inside. Immediately, something is very, very wrong.
Oh,
hear me out.
Wrong. Okay,
I know something's, where this is going.
Something's very wrong, and I don't digest in my brain what's happening. And then I hear the faint thump of a subwoofer, and then I look up, and there's a guy sitting there in his underwear. And it's Stompy.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
I walked into his apartment by accident, and I went, whoops. And he goes, my door must have been open. And I just shut the door and turned around and walked away. He was laying there in his underwear. I saw his penis in his skin
Wait,
tight.
You did not see his penis.
He was
clocked
he's
over.
He's laying there on the couch facing me. Less than 10 feet from me, with his skin-tight workout underwear on, laying on the couch with all his clothes off.
Big hug?
Yeah. I looked right at him, and I turned around and walked out, and I was so shaken up that it didn't even sink into my head what happened. I walked downstairs, put the rugs in there, got in my car, and left, and I got under Robertson, and I was like, no way did that just happen. Did I go into his apartment? And none of it occurred to me. I didn't walk in. I went in. I didn't open the door and look in. I walked in.
You waltzed in like you do.
And I was like, something is very different here.
Did you
like,
pop in and say, hey, you do anything for Valentine's?
You know what clicked in my brain was I could hear the poof, 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 and I'm like,
you're a speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just lives like that.
It was on a different floor.
I know, but he just... So you can hear your shit that you were pumping up to him.
Vaguely. Very vaguely. And that's what clicked. This all took place in 3 seconds. Like, I looked around, I went, something's wrong in here because it was decorated different. The walls were painted a different color. The carpet was a different color. There were curtains up. It was very nicely decorated.
Do you realize...
I walked into my arch enemies, my nemesis' apartment.
I bet you
a person
anything,
who ruined my Mike. Year. I walked into the den.
That the one of the Navy SEAL 6 that walked in to that compound... is less freaked out about where they were walking in on Osama bin Laden than you are
I can tell
about
you,
walking in on Stompy.
There was no doubt
for sure.
About that. There was no doubt.
One of those guys was in the helicopter flying back, much more calm and collected than you are
Anderson,
right now.
Tyler, this was without a doubt.
What color boxers?
The blue.
Blue.
They weren't boxers.
Or they were the skivvies.
Yeah. They were skin-tight, like workout underwear.
I'm picturing the guy from Survivor.
Is he in
you know
shape?
What I'm talking about?
He's in totally good shape. Yeah. But I honestly went... Oh, sorry. And he went, my door must have been open. I didn't say anything. I just pulled the door shut. I stepped out.
He said, hey, that's what he said was my door must have been open?
Yeah.
Was well, he like, obviously. Was he like surprised at all? Or was he just like, oh.
It was so calm and so weird.
I was really hoping that he chased you down the hall and said, no, man, I'm sorry. It's cool. You live downstairs. I've been meaning to meet you.
The walk.
My name is Robbie.
The walk to the security door down the stairs back to my place was, I was paralyzed. I walked out to my car. I got in. I left. About a mile down Robertson, I just went, that was a nightmare.
But there's no more.
I'm imagining Mike with a fisheye lens pointed at him, walking down the hall like one of those scenes in a film, you know?
Where it's all sweaty.
You want to hear how dumb I am? When I walked up to his door, which looks just like my door, the neighbor had a sign on the door that said, dog in training, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. And I went, I didn't see that 3 minutes ago when I left. And it didn't even occur to me.
Because your mind's elsewhere. You're thinking about other things.
I'm surprised, Mike, that you weren't in there. And then after you assessed the situation, realized that you were in Stompy's lair. And then you could only barely hear your subwoofers. I'm surprised you didn't just flip your shit going, God damn it. I have subwoofers blasting this entire time. And you got to be fucking kidding me.
You guys, can you even understand the impact? When I opened the door of this guy who has ruined my
ear. Did he look pleased
to
see you?
Oh, shit.
I can't even.
Did he look at the clock and be
like,
about time?
I'm
going to
start crying right now. It was.
Why?
He,
you're weird. You're Anderson, a very odd man.
I know this isn't on
not
video.
Not that big a deal.
This is what happened.
Not that big a deal. I'm watching Mike right now. Sit down.
He was laying there facing me, and he just looked over at me, and I went, oh, sorry. And
my
door
acting,
must have been open, and I backed out.
Like
and
you
I
stumbled
it.
Into a serial killer's house. That you
it's
and
worse.
The bodies
it's
were like.
Worse. It's
no,
worse.
No, it's not worse.
Anderson, this guy has caused me mental pain. He's Wait. Probably shaved a few
Which
years
Which you could
of my
have avoided if you went up and met him.
I couldn't have avoided this.
Mike, did you ever once let him know that he was being loud?
No, never once. Never fucking once.
That's not the point
Mike,
here.
You drive
the point
me
is
insane.
I let this guy ruin my life.
Me
he
insane.
Ruined my life. I let this happen.
He didn't know he was ruining your life.
He had no idea.
That doesn't take away from the impact of the fact that I walked into his apartment.
That's true. I'll give you that. However.
I would get the same kind of feeling as like, when I watched Silence of the Lambs for the first time. I remember when she went into the house. Mm-hmm. And it's like that. And I can see it in your eyes. I know it's real, Mike, but... You need to go back on the mental illness podcast.
You guys, I know the story didn't live up to expectations.
No, it's pretty good. It's good. But there was like no contact other than my door must have been open.
You're so wrong. You know how freaked out I was by this guy and how livid I was by this guy. And
I don't understand
that. Because of my stupidity, I accidentally walked. I didn't put my key in and it didn't
work. The best part is the timing of it.
I walked into his apartment.
Because you're about to be out forever.
I didn't realize where I was, and I was just confused looking around going, this isn't
my... No, timing is perfect.
My empty apartment. This is a well-decorated...
You know what else is pretty great? Is that it's Valentine's Day. And every Valentine's Day, you can be like, 4 years ago today, I walked in on Stompy.
You know what's funny is also, is I slightly suspected because he's in very good shape and his apartment was...
Immaculate.
Immaculate.
Thinking gay.
I thought he was gay before this, but now that I walked in and he's laying on this leather couch in his skin-tight blue underwear... Mm-hmm. And he just looked up at me like, hey.
Like, was he reading?
He may have been reading. I was too. Okay. Walked in. This is the order of things in 1 second. Walked in, realized something was wrong, heard a faint noise, looked up, saw him, still didn't realize it was him.
Oh, shit.
Then it occurred to me over the next second and a half. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the guy.
Yeah, you processed it, and then you walked away.
And it freaked me out more than anything has freaked me out.
I really wish that he jumped up and, like, accosted you. Because, I mean, do you realize that he had the right to kill you? If he wanted to, if he had a pistol.
He could have killed me.
And he was licensed, he would have been allowed to kill you right then.
Mike, what if it was like the Twilight Zone when you would complain to the management? You're like, the guy above me. They're like, there's no one been living there for years.
We went down that road.
What?
I think that your comment was, I said, what would you do if you went upstairs? And it was just an empty apartment. And then I think you said, like, yeah, there's just a pair of boots in the corner.
I wish I could. There's just a subwoofer in the closet.
It was funny, like, years ago.
I wish I could have possibly conveyed the amount of terror that went through my brain.
Just kidding, Rune, if you're listening.
All right, so that's that.
All right.
Chaos. Hitting the wall.
I wish there was more of a confrontation, though. You know what I mean?
There doesn't need to
be. There's a little bit of a pop.
I walked into
my
arch.
Are you going to have nightmares about this, you think? He's not your arch nemesis.
This make a great, really anticlimactic short film.
Very anticlimactic. Avant-garde.
If you take
all the hipsters would be like, you just don't get it, man. Okay,
if you take into
account. You walk down the hall and that was it, bro.
You guys listening and the listeners listening to me freak out and yell about this guy on a consistent basis for over a year.
But you've seen him before. It's not like you've never seen the guy.
Mike, after disaster video challenge, do it again tomorrow, but film it.
Yeah. You got to go meet the guy. Okay. You got to take him out for drinks.
13 months.
Oh, my gosh.
13 months of living there.
You're going to end up being a friend. You know I've what? A lot of my friends started like this.
4 times.
Yeah? 4?
Mm-hmm. Think of the podcast you guys could have.
He's a lonely man that lives by himself, and he's unaware of his heavy feet. He's a large man, it sounds like.
What if he'd been laying there in just his skivvies and, like, giant, like, disco platform boots?
What if
goldfish was?
It all makes so much sense.
What if he was? Well, first thing Tara said was, "Did you see the treadmill?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I was freaked out.
Was there a treadmill?
I don't know.
There's a treadmill.
I don't know. There probably isn't.
What if the show just became a series of what ifs again?
I can't tell you the shame I felt and how.
What if he was masturbating to Reddit when you walked in?
That's absolutely what I thought about. What if
he's like, look at this guy. He's clearly not on mushrooms.
Giant penis.
See, the guy's just a free spirit, man. He leaves his door unlocked in the city. Walks around when
he likes. What if he was waiting for a male escort to come over and he was disappointed?
That's what I was thinking.
He was disappointed
really
when I showed up.
Swole dudes have to wait for male
and
escorts.
And he thought I brought the carpets over as extra padding.
All right.
Because my knees were sore.
Can I talk to you about how I owned Dr. Drew? It's a good story. It's funny.
Let's hear it.
Pwned him. Pwned him pretty good.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
Pwned.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Now you're speaking Reddit's language.
I'm very not into the internet lately.
I pwned him. Owned him.
Let's hear it.
He had an epic fail, Mike Corona. I hate that so much. When
what
people
happened?
Say that. God, I hate them.
I can tell you right now.
Everyone
I hate.
With you, like, oh, have you seen the Harlem Shuffle? Have you seen it? I've seen it. I'm gonna do one too.
It's
everyone,
shake,
stop!
Harlem
I don't
shake.
Care what it's called. Harlem Shake. What the
Harlem
fuck?
Shake.
Everyone, settle down with your little. Oh, we're gonna galvanize about something. We're gonna get together about something. Please, can we have something in common that we can all laugh about around the water
says
fucking cooler?
Hey, can I ask
like,
you? Are you on
like
meth right now? Because I watched a documentary on meth, and you're sort of acting like that.
No, but I can channel my meth self because I used to do meth a lot, so I get it.
I wish I could channel my meth self because that was fun.
If I were to do meth, I'd be silent as can be, sitting over here and uncomfortable,
grinding your teeth. Yeah.
I would just be like looking, not making eye contact with you. I'd be really nervous.
I get really chattery. I've only done it twice in my life. Two of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Grammys.
All right. Oh, no.
Justin Timberlake.
This week you did
you guys see? No, I didn't do math at the Grammys. I'm bringing it back to this poning of Drew.
Yeah, I did see him, actually.
I pwned Dr. Drew. Mr.
Dr. It was hard for me to enjoy the Grammys because the music sucks, and I can't stand looking at Chris Brown sitting in the front row when somebody should have walked up and
beat
He's
a sexy animal.
Somebody should punch that guy repeatedly in the face.
Sexy man.
The next time they see him in public.
I like that guy.
That person's not me, by the way.
Dance really good.
Yeah, big whoop.
Kidding.
He's a friggin' woman beater.
Justin Timberlake. First time he's performed in a number of years.
Sounds like something you do if you're making
Jay-Z got up there pancakes. And did his thing with him.
Yeah.
I'm watching. I'm thinking, wow, isn't he just like worried that Bruno Mars is like kind of eclipsing him? So he's trying to outdo Bruno Mars? Because Bruno Mars did exactly the same thing as far as I can remember last year.
Yeah, looks like that.
We're not that show. Don't worry. We're not going to like talk about pop culture. That's not the point of the story. Okay. But I was bored with it. Turned to Jillian. She's like, yeah, I'm bored too. We were both bored. Coming to work later that night. Tyler, bored. And Drew's here. So Drew and I are hanging out. We're talking about the Grammys as we want to do. We talk about movies and whatnot. And, you know, we talk about pop culture for the most part, Drew and I. And I told him that I thought Justin Timberlake was kind of boring. And he's like, oh, no, I thought it was great. I'm like, ah, more of the same. Didn't really impress me. The song wasn't that great.
Were you sitting next to him?
And he says, Drew says, oh, no, I thought it was fantastic. Cool. You know, I was there live, so maybe you had to see it live, but I can tell you, I was there. And it was amazing when I was alive. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
I said, Drew, I was there live as well.
Were you guys in the same area?
And I was sitting in front of him, apparently. I had better see. I was closer to Justin Timberlake's boring fucking performance than he was.
It's too weird.
That's great.
I pwned him.
That's great.
Oh, my God, Drew. I was there too, buddy. All right? Don't try to, well, you know, if you were there seeing it in person, then. Sorry, buddy. You know I love you, Drew. He listens every week.
What if he did? What if he and his wife are huddled around their computer listening to
holding hands, trying to figure out the meaning of life, taking notes.
At their age.
One of the greatest reviews I must have talked about on the show before was of Joe Frank. Joe Frank, I think it was probably a review that he wrote himself because the guy's so goddamn creative, inventive, and smart. Joe Frank's a radio performer, I guess. He does very...
I still have a CD burnt me that says Eye in the Sky on it. I've never listened
to
it.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what? I have to confess something. I have that too.
I gave it to you, Bradley.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you listened
to it. I'm sorry.
Check out Joe Frank if you guys are into different things. He doesn't have much on the podcast world, which is upsetting.
That's pretty
Joe
vague Frank, if you're into different
in
things.
The pod world?
If you're into like really good storytelling, he writes stories.
If you're not into guys talking about their arch nemesis and accidentally walking into
their... And there's music
their,
underneath, like pretty good music.
Territory.
He did a bunch of different series. One of them's called Somewhere Out There. The Other Side is another series. Like he kept progressing because he was trying to figure out the other side of life. And I think it's all for his dad because his dad died. It's a bunch of backstory. But the review of Joe Frank said, if you listen closely, you can hear God taking notes. It's good shit.
Hey, I have a
That's
question.
Good shit
I have a
right
question
there.
For you.
We're going to steal that and use it for the after disaster.
So when you drive home, when you split from here, you take the 405, right?
Oh, my God. Local.
But you take the 405,
road
right?
Road talk. Yeah, it's hell.
So that drive.
They shut it down half the time when I go home.
Yes. That drive is horrific at any kind of rush hour because that's the most congested freeway ever. Mm-hmm. So have you ever driven in the left lane on that freeway?
Yeah, I always do.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
That wall is on
the
line.
It comes in all the time. Like
the cement wall is on the line.
And if you're going at a good pace, like I'm usually going around 80, like it'll dip in like at a certain part. And so like it's almost like the wall is coming at
you,
like, drifting into your lane.
Am I exaggerating when I say if you drove in that lane enough, you would probably hit your mirror on the cement wall? It's on the line. So I'm in that lane hauling ass. And the dude
is it because Stompy was behind you?
No.
Why were you in my apartment?
I was going home and then coming back. So all I thought, I was white knuckling it for
miles. Are you going back
to
that apartment? You still got to go back?
Yeah.
I really hope he walks in on you. He'd be like, now we're even. He just turns his back and stomps away. Now we're even.
So that freeway is terrifying. I stayed in the left lane the entire time tonight because the guy wouldn't let me cut over. And then I went, there's no way someone doesn't hit this wall, honest to God. 30 car lengths in front of me, the guy just careens off the wall.
Oh.
And
if you ever look, when you're in traffic, especially if you guys live out in Southern California, you sit in traffic quite a bit, you look at those walls, you don't go 10 feet on those walls without seeing some kind of scuff, some kind of smash,
absolutely,
some kind of paint.
But it was just weird that I was
thinking miles.
But he nailed it and just slid into other traffic, of course.
Have you guys seen an ad for the dating online auction for chicks?
No.
I don't have any information on it. I was hoping somebody else does, but Jillian and I saw it a few times.
Isn't that how regular dating in LA works, though? It's like an auction. The guy with the most money wins.
It's kind of a genius idea, though, because you know that these sites have way more dudes than girls. These dating
they have to.
Online
they
places.
They have to.
So they get like the best. They have a few selection of women, and guys get to bid on the women, almost like eBay. And whoever bids the most gets to go on the date.
I think that sounds really unsettling.
It's
and disturbing.
Prostitution,
and, even though they both probably mean the same thing.
Legal, and I see ads for it.
It is kind of like prostitution.
I like it.
But I do
it's
know
like
a lot of girls.
If you get some of that poontang.
I do know a lot of girls that do online dating, and I know young girls that do it.
Is that a Reddit word, poontang?
That are very attractive, and yeah. they still have this sense of loneliness.
Uh-huh.
This music pretty much sums it up. Are you lonely? Are you beautiful? 21 years old? Looking for a man. You can't seem to find one during the course of your day when 100 guys eyeball you and hit on you?
So Jillian was doing a search on Google, and you know, you type things
in,
and like, the biggest things come up. And she got to, is there a pill? And she got to the pill part. Is there a pill? And the first thing that pops up, so fucking sad. Like, I thought it was funny at first, and the more I thought about it, it's just fucking sad. Is there a pill that makes you smart? How fucking sad is that? That more people have put that search in for a kind of pill than any other kind of like that makes you not sick, makes you feel better, makes
it's
you taller,
it's
makes
all
you thicker.
It's all the pill that's all limitless.
Yeah, first thought is it's stupid. Then if you let it,
it's dumb
sink
people
in,
going. Is
it's
there anything?
Very sad.
Is there anything
it's very
that makes
sad.
Me? Because yeah. I got mad at dumb people all the time, and a lot of the time I think that I'm mad at dumb people because
you're mad at me.
They don't. It's like they don't know they're dumb. And they don't care that they're dumb, and they're going to put us out, you know, us smart people. You know what I mean? That's kind of the feeling that I have. But I just picture dumb people sitting at home going, how do I fix this? It's so sad.
Well, you know
all
what?
The Reddit listeners.
I think dumb people don't realize they're dumb. Do you like how I'm trying to act like I'm not dumb when I have there's video proof that I'm dumb? The
video proof of you not eating mushrooms
that's right.
at Comic-Con.
What happened on Reddit? What's going on?
Someone posted his video of him at Comic-Con on mushrooms.
Uh-huh. And everyone got mad?
In the video section,
and
which
I wish
is
it was
a very popular section.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is also the person that posted it titled it, Guy Whacked Out on Mushrooms Goes to Comic-Con.
So it wasn't one of our listeners that posted that, probably.
No, I think it was because he mentioned like something about the app disaster. In
oh, so
Comic-Con.
He's just trying
oh,
to get
did?
The Reddit...
Think
he was
so,
trying to
yeah.
get the Reddit.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have sold you as whacked out because you're expecting yeah. someone to be like losing their mind.
Yeah, and then instead you get the fucking stompy I walked
but,
into his room story.
Like 90% of the comments were like, his pupils aren't dilated.
No, more like almost all
and
of them.
And that's like how you know.
But it wasn't in a kind way. It was this guy's a pathetic liar, loser, fat. Old loser, bitter. I mean, they went on and on and on. And I guess
to
I
be fair, some
that.
People liked it and put in funny comments from the from funny lines from Mike. They posted those, and then some people were like, "Hey, I've been on mushrooms, and I can like totally be chill, and I don't have dilated pupils, and blah 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 blah." Whatever.
I just the most offensive part to me, besides the fact that everyone hates me, is truly the fact that people were going liar, liar, liar. Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie about being on mushrooms when my family watches that? When Dr. Drew saw it. Like, why
because
would I?
That's exactly why you would lie. Because yeah. then you would tell Drew and your family, hey, guys, I just put that it said I was on mushrooms so to make it more interesting. I'm not really on mushrooms. Don't worry about it, Drew.
Oh, I was on mushrooms, all right.
Also, I know you were.
Anderson, he got about 40,000 video views in one day from this.
Well, it's not bad. There
58.
You go, 58,000. That's Chris Letang number.
I don't know who that is, but
he's a hockey player.
I wish that same Reddit person would post the last video because that only has like 1,300 views. the dumb video ideas, which I actually like that video because it's not mean. Yeah, it looks better than the other
and
ones.
Then so after it had been up for about like 12 or 14 hours.
Or the car showing.
All of a sudden I just see a comment from a Mike Carano username that's just like, hi guys, sorry you don't like my video. I was really on mushrooms though.
I did that.
How did you find out about it?
It was this. I was posting it on Facebook.
I got a text at 4 a.m. and I just ignored it. I was like, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what Reddit is.
Oh my god! I got stuff, guys. I got stuff.
Let's hear it.
Shit! Went to the Long Beach Aquarium.
Oh yeah.
Last Friday. I was about to go the night before when we were doing the show.
This is the Twin Peaks episode, apparently.
Love, love, love that aquarium. If you guys are local, once again, we're talking a lot of local shit on this one, but
local, click through the Amazon.
Did you see that octopus?
No.
I'm trying to join in the conversation.
No, see the octopus. If Monterey Bay Aquarium, which is my favorite aquarium I've ever been to, I've been to a few. If that's a 10, this is like a solid 7. It's a good
is
aquarium.
Is that where they shot that
so the
scene
is,
with Shamu?
Better be I mean, good, because he's
from Star Trek.
So this aquarium is like...
Oh. To talk about Monterey?
God
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. No, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Fucking Star Trek.
Yeah, when they have to beam up the Shamu to communicate.
That was 4, right? Star Trek 4.
I don't remember.
I think it was 4.
So the Long Beach Aquarium is like Mike's stompy story.
Yeah, it's all 7.
I called it.
So
I called the story.
I thought
seven.
We
I
were,
never gave a number to my story. I just said it was the most horrific thing. I know you did.
Well, here's the thing. It has no ending.
Yeah, it's like,
it's like Zodiac Killer.
We'll have more as it
develops. Nuts. It has an ending.
You're walking in and walking out.
Basically, I'm an unarmed soldier walking into Iraq, right into the friggin' Taliban.
What's Iraq HQ? Okay,
all right. Why is Iraq scary?
I meant to say the Taliban
IEDs,
HQ.
Right?
Okay, there's a clubhouse that says Taliban on the outside. I don't notice the sign.
Yeah, but why is Taliban? Why is the Taliban scary?
Okay.
Because they walk around loudly, or because they have guns and explosives and they'll fucking
kill
you?
Let's say the Taliban's terrorism is
stomping around. With their sandals in the sand. Oh, they can't stomp! You should move to Iraq.
I don't think they put sand in the second floor.
They got
Ali,
stories.
Call in.
I should just glue some sand to my ceiling.
So I go. We go to the Long Beach Aquarium. We hate people. Yeah, I mean, Jillian and I.
We all do, right?
A lot of people like crowds. A lot of people at the aquarium enjoy crowds.
People are.
No one likes crowds.
A lot of people do. That guy, when we went to get a sandwich, Tyler and I hung out. Fucking dude walks in. He enjoys crowds because the place wasn't crowded, Mike. And this guy made sure that he was in my space.
We made sure that we had the sandwich. And he goes, "Are you in line?" We're like, "Yes."
So he goes in front of us. And then he backs up so that if my clothes weren't on, we would really be having sex.
Some lotto tickets from a Vietnamese sandwich shop.
And what did he say, Tyler?
I know.
Sounded just like that.
Anyway, he scratched them all off and then ran out in a dizzy.
Jillian and I hate crowds so much that we live in the valley and it gets like 110 degrees and there's a yogurt land like right there, which is really good yogurt, good prices.
I like
the food. I like the prices.
Ooh.
It's very refreshing. It's great. Low caloric. It's great. And it's within walking distance. We don't go.
The tart original flavor?
We only go when it's freezing outside because that means it's empty. When it's hot, when it would be best, we don't even fucking
my kind of people.
Think to go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we decided to go to the aquarium on Friday. It was raining. I was thinking, perfect. It's going to be even less people.
Doesn't make sense, though, because fish like water.
And they're inside.
That doesn't make sense, what I just said. I thought fish would be let's go to the aquarium and hang out.
Cool thing about Long Beach Aquarium, maybe the coolest part of the whole thing, is they got outside petting pools, shark petting pools, so you can go and pet fucking sharks. Pretty decent sized sharks.
What noise do they make when you pet them?
They don't.
You scratch them behind the gills?
No. It's amazing. I'm sure some of these sharks have probably gotten killed.
Of course. Have you thought about putting one in your pocket?
No.
How big are they?
They're like 2 feet. 3 feet.
Yeah, what kind of pockets does he have, Mike?
It's more of a trench coat.
And then they got a pool right next to it.
With pockets filled with salt water.
Big ass sharks, like big ones, like good ones. Like the sawfish, you know, the sawfish with the saw?
Yeah.
Got one of those. It's cool shit. Awesome.
Is there any aquarium that has a great white?
Yes. Oh. Monterey Bay Aquarium had a great white. They don't live in captivity for very long. But I walked in, and I wasn't even aware of it. Jillian and I walked in, and we walk into the big million-gallon tank. It's the open ocean tank. And the first thing I see, it was swimming towards me. It was a juvenile. It was probably like 3 or 4 feet. And it was swimming towards me, and I had never seen a great white before. And it was like seeing like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Because it caught me off guard. And it's like seeing a famous person. It's like, holy shit, I've seen that. Like, but I've never, holy shit. You know what I mean?
That sounds terrifying.
Was his fin sticking? What's the purpose of the fin above the water, by the way?
To look scary in movies.
They just cruise the top to look for things on the surface. They eat birds.
It doesn't have some sort of biological.
They don't even
function.
Know that the fin's out. No, it's not like they're picking up signals or anything.
Wait,
like that.
How do you know that they don't know the fin's out? You don't
think
they feel
think
the breeze?
They know.
You don't
think
it's colder
know.
Than the rest of their body?
I don't think
Dude,
the fin even goes
slob,
out very often.
Jacques Cousteau's knob. I think he knows about shark fins.
They do have ampullae of Lorenzini, though.
They do have that.
Yes. It's a sixth sense.
Did you see that?
Can I finish the goddamn?
It has a terrible name.
That,
it's almost
that
as bad
sponge
as Levine.
That has a disposable penis.
Ampullae of Lorenzini's Levine. What?
Did you see that sponge that has a penis that comes penis? Off and falls to the bottom?
A sponge.
Yeah.
No.
I should have sent you the link.
I don't think sponges have
great moments
penis.
With Mike. Did you see the sponge with a penis?
Penis this
one
does.
Sponges don't have peni.
No. Maybe it's not a sponge.
Where
it's
do you think sponges come from?
What are some other creatures that look like sponges?
Are you talking about the sea slugs that lose their penis when they bang? Sea slugs look nothing like a sponge.
Okay. There's sea slugs at the aquarium.
Yeah, but they grow them back.
Guess what?
Immediately.
That's like me.
Yeah. It's like cutting earthworms.
I'm very serious when I say this, but if I read the article correctly, I believe they swim to the bottom and pick it up and it grows back. I swear to God.
They pick it up with their mouth because that'd be kind of gay.
Well, it's not gay. It's
all right. Listen to me. We go. We're excited. We're ecstatic that it's raining outside, thinking it's going to be fucking empty. It's like the kids are in school.
All right,
Friday.
Guys. Theoretically, you've been held hostage.
I would be afraid that outdoor tank's going to overflow.
Hands and feet tied up.
There's going to be sharks everywhere.
We knew it was packed when we drove into the I don't even know what Tyler's talking about. I was fucking motoring through. We pulled into the
they cut your penis off.
That's funny.
And then they knock you over, and you're stuck in the room with your detached penis, and there's a bucket of ice in the corner of the room.
Well, you pick it up in your mouth and worm your way over. Yes, of course. You do what you got to do. We pull into the parking structure. It's packed with cars. I'm like, this isn't a good sign. We go in, fucking packed. Colossal. You know why? Apparently a big day, good day for school getaways, field trip. All right.
Can you call ahead and see if the schools are showing up?
I doubt it. I'm sure that, you know, the people that work there didn't seem real big on information. Here's the thing that I learned. You know, we've been pussified as a society, and I'm sure you parents, we have parents that listen.
What if we just turned into a right-wing radio show?
Listen to me. Field trips. Well, you used to go on them when you were a kid. Wait till you hear what I'm telling you. You guys went on field trips when you were kids, yeah?
Yeah.
Tyler.
No chaperones, by the way.
Did your parents go on your field trips?
Hell no.
Did any of your kids, any of your friends in your little class there in Christian school, did their parents go? No.
No.
Most of these fucking kids had parents with them. There was two separate field trips.
Did you say this was a Saturday?
And apparently, Friday. Apparently that's the new thing. Is parents go on the goddamn field trips.
I don't like that at all. That ruins it for the kid. And second of all, it's probably because cheap-ass parents want a free trip to the aquarium.
I bet the parents have to pay because schools are so broke. I bet it's because it's like, hey, you know what? We only have one teacher with 30 kids. One of the kids could get snatched. These are like 12-year-old kids, too, like 10 to 11, 12-year-old kids. Kids that could probably be at the aquarium by themselves, but no, because everyone's a fucking kid snatcher.
And I thought you meant snatched by an animal.
No.
Like an octopus can reach out and pull your 12-year-old in.
And like Jill and Energy, we're sitting there, we're looking at these cool
eyes
little,
before anyone got him.
Cool little seahorses.
Shot him with a fucking spear gun.
Fucking kid comes up. It's like 6-year-old little girl. Got chocolate all over her face. She's like, it's a seahorse! She literally screamed at us.
Was she mentally challenged?
No! She's just a fucking brat. Goddamn kids.
I was walking through a nice mall tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the men's room.
Now, two kids on leashes at the aquarium.
I wanted to use 12-year-olds on leashes.
They were younger, but I wanted to use one of them as bait. Throw it in.
You should have, and then you could have reeled in.
With the leash.
This is gonna sound like I'm a horrible
Hello,
person.
Chum.
I walked into the men's room at the Irvine Spectrum,
and
there was a very weird. Weird dude peeing at the urinal.
It's a big mall, by the way.
With his pants and underwear at his ankles.
Yes. Yes.
Did he slap his ass and tell him he's got a fat fanny?
His eyes followed me all around the restroom. I peed very uncomfortably, and then I was walking back out, and he just looked at me the entire time.
You guys got fat fannies.
And I went, you know what? I go, I thought he was overtly trying to weird me out and or hit on me.
Mm.
I thought he was trying to make me uncomfortable, so I went, all right, I got it. So I walked over to the towel thing, turned on the phone, went back to take a picture and post it.
What? Take a picture of his ass?
And I didn't have the guts to do it, and I walked out and told my friend, I go, some fucking guy in there with his pants and his underwear down, and he's staring at me.
You know what would be really uncomfortable is when you took a picture with your iPhone and made that boner sound.
Ka-ching!
And he caught you.
No, so, and then we were standing in the hallway, and he came out, and she was pissed because he was mentally retarded.
Yeah, of course, dude. It's a fucking go-to. Look at Butters on South Park. As soon as you pull down the pants past the wiener, hey, you're mentally challenged. You know, I got to go back to the aquarium for a second.
All right.
Got to go back. I was thinking of you, and I immediately wrote it down because I wanted to talk to you about it because you're going to understand my rage, my anger. It's raining. We're trying to stand in line to buy the tickets.
You guys know it's the rage thing you guys only talk about with each other?
I know.
Because you're not a rageful young man.
You never direct any of the rage discussion.
Okay, Tyler, watch this. We're standing in the rain. Jillian, she's got like no fat on her body.
Worst.
She's freezing her ass off. And we're just trying to get our tickets. We're next in line. There's only two windows open of the 15 fucking windows that they have, right, to sell tickets. The guy that's in front of me.
They probably called everyone. It's raining.
Thank you for your service, sir. I know you're probably listening. Big listener. He's in the Marine Corps. I know that because he's wearing the hat. However, he and his date were buying tickets to get in the aquarium. It's a ticket lady, right? There's three or four volunteers standing right at the door. We walk in. You can see them from where we're standing. There's plenty of other old fucks in there just wandering around waiting to tell you whatever you want to know. This guy decides to start chatting it up with the fucking ticket lady. After he got his ticket, he goes, what's the biggest shark you got in here?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And she's like, Well, I just want to know, where would I find the biggest shark and how big is it? And she didn't have answers.
The biggest shark in Minnesota.
Dumb fucker.
How old is he?
But I think it's human nature. Like, as soon as you get to like where other people want to be and you're in that position for a minute, it happens all the time, the freeway. It's like, fuck everyone else. I got this. It's mine for a minute.
This is going to be hypocritical coming from me, but I think he was probably just oblivious.
Perhaps.
Coming from the guy that thinks everyone's aware of every move they're making.
But he was in the Marines. He should be a little more
Yeah, but you know what? If she would have handed him an M16 and said, go kill a shark, that guy would have been on it.
No, he would have stopped. He would have known, well, which one's the biggest? And where is
kill
it?
Kill the small one first. Then the big one will come to protect the small one. Then
you would like that aquarium.
I'm going to go check it out.
Fucking cool ass shit.
I'm going to go. Hey, speaking of personal space, you guys, are you aware of my schedule that I go to Western Bagel?
Anderson Cowan. Fucking cool ass shit. Aquarium.
I go to Western Bagel a lot, which is this bagel spot on Ventura.
Oh, my God. Why do you love to give locations?
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you
something. Spectrum in Orange County.
So I got there a few days ago, maybe 4 days ago.
So we're probably not too smart.
And there's an entire row of seats at this like countertop. I'm standing at the corner. There's 5 seats next to me waiting for my bagel to be prepared, which took forever. A dude comes over with his bagel and sits in the chair I'm
next
leaning
to you.
Against. Yeah. I'm leaning against and sits there and he keeps looking
okay,
at me.
Okay, this
going,
is going to sound awful.
And I just stood there and I was like, what the F is
Did
his problem?
Did he have
problem?
Some hair growing out of his face, like a long strand?
No, he wasn't Hasidic.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like he's a cat?
Was he Asian?
You know what's funny about that? Is most Asians get in my personal space that I'm near. But this guy sat there, and it was so agitating. Oh. I didn't want to move just because he came into my
we
personal space and then claimed it as his personal space, and now I'm in his personal space.
Who was he?
I don't know.
If he was an actor, who would he
like
be looking
a 40-year-old dude. Like, he probably looks like that guy
don't
that
say
I
Denzel.
Met at that party that was that played the bank
Andy
manager
Serkis?
In Dark Knight.
That played who?
I don't know his name, but he's a really great
Ken
character
Watanabe.
Actor.
He played who?
He played the bank manager in Dark Knight.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He gets shot in the very beginning?
Yeah, that guy's cool.
That guy's awesome. He's naked. He's naked in Go?
I don't know. He's a great guy.
Have you seen Go?
Yeah.
He's naked in Go. God, what's his name? He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's in
totally good guy.
He's in a lot of shit.
Total nice guy.
I like him.
He was in Black Hawk Down.
He's in everything. He's one of
those. Yeah, he's a cool guy. I don't remember his name, even though I met him at a party and hung out with him.
I'm sure he's a big listener of this program. He's very upset.
Who's not?
Should we?
Hey,
except for every person that checked out after my stupid story, now that I'm ashamed I told it.
Should we wrap it up?
We should talk to the Paul McCartneys of the world and be done.
I don't know what that means, Tyler. God, you love your inside shit. Hey, have you
like
made
this entire show wasn't inside?
Oh, it wasn't, because you caught up all the Reddit listeners.
Hey, do you want to go? Are you gonna? Do you want to go with the wife, or do you want to go with me to the Kubrick? I forget it. I take it back. Because I want to go by myself.
It's a really awkward plans on air.
I'm going to go by myself.
Weirdos.
Oh, you don't want to go with me?
Well, I want to make a video.
I want to go twice.
Okay.
I'm going to make that. A video and redeem himself.
I'll go 3 times then.
Well, I was planning on going 4 times in one day.
I'll go 5.
Keep going
I'll
outside
go 5.
Have cigarettes.
I'll go
6. Back in. Speaking of which, I got to quit. God damn it. I enjoy breathing too much.
Hey, I thought on
smoking.
Monday you were quitting.
I know. And Monday came and went, and I was smoking throughout.
Do you guys want to hear my spur-of-the-moment life change?
Not really.
The biggest life change I ever made was quitting drinking.
What happened?
That was the most difficult one since I was drinking all day, every day for 25 years. You know, I went on that no-sugar diet after the doctor told me he's shocked that I haven't had a stroke or a heart attack.
Hey, new film vault up, by the way. 1800s movies. Movies that take place in the 19th
century. That sounds
century.
Boring. Ye old boring.
It's actually pretty decent. It was a spirited episode.
I think I'll be leaving that podcast undownloaded.
Leaving is not in any of my movies.
We should get him on as a guest.
Named. I heard he's a. I think it's Dr. Drew, one of Dr. Drew's least favorite people in the world.
Why?
I think he used to do a lot of drugs and be a really mean, awful person. I think he's probably better now. But.
Oh, was he a patient?
I don't know.
Are you talking about Drew?
I think he was on Loveline back in the day. My little sister is texting me. Hey, we'll get back to you in a second. But my other little sister's moving in with me tomorrow. Moving in with the wife and I, with Jillian and I.
What happened to the boyfriend?
He's in the Philippines, and she doesn't want to be there when he gets back. They're going through a transitional period.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
All right, anti-ad. I don't know if we can be sued for this. I don't think so, because we're I'm telling the truth here, all right? It's just a warning to you guys, you kids. Jillian, if you're listening, don't listen to this next part, because it's tacky. Jillian's going through some shit at work. Hey, whatever. I wanted to make sure that it's our first year of being married, Valentine's Day. I wanted to do the douchey thing and send her flowers. And I knew it would make her happy. And I searched
online.
Plus,
you're trying to tap that ass.
We've all heard the goddamn Pro Flowers ads.
Absolutely. Non-stop.
Click on the little microphone,
non-stop.
Top right hand.
That's right.
I even typed in the name.
Did you type in Burr?
Typed in the name of a competitor, right? Because we don't do Pro Flowers on here on the After Disaster.
Just
all
click
the
on the
ads,
microphone up
all
in the
corner
and type in PABS.
19.
That'd be awesome.
It seems that if you would type in Loveline, you would get preferential treatment.
No. No, no. Because we're no longer.
You can type in JJLP. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's just a. I hate nickel and diming. It's one of my least favorite things in business.
Oh, so they're like the GoDaddy of flowers?
Everything you hear about is 1999, right? For 1999.
Yeah. You want a vase? $30.
There is no way, guys.
You want us to deliver them? Oh, that's $100.
There is no way to get flowers on Valentine's Day, or any other day, actually, for under $60 minimum. $60 is what you're going to pay, and everything says $19.99.
That's why you go to Bro Flowers.
Everything says $19.99. There's no way you're getting out. Bare minimum for the least amount of flowers. You're going in $60.
How agitating. You know what? What about hotels? Hey, what does it cost?
Oh,
it's $119. I'll take it. The bill's $150. What is that? Oh, $20 resort fee. Oh, we got taxes. We got this.
U-Haul, $19.99 a day. There's no fucking way you're paying less than $80.
There is no way. Absolutely not. If you want to take a one-way drive, I mean, if you want to take a minimalistic drive in a U-Haul, minimalistic, is that, that doesn't apply. But if you want to take a short drive over the hill in a U-Haul, it's going to be close to $100.
You got
to
do that, though, right? I mean, because if you don't do that, Mee-Haul is going to be, Mee-Haul is going to be like next door lying about the prices to just get you in the door. And they realize that most people, once they're in the door, they're like, fuck it.
I'm going to tell you something.
I like our negative ad. But hey, just to let you know, though, also, Bro Flowers, best deal out there. They're all worse than Bro Flowers. Bro Flowers is still the best deal.
This is the weirdest negative ad I've ever heard.
What I'm saying is buy your flowers and walk them into your lady.
You know how I've made
That's
some
what I did.
I've made some poor decisions in my life. And a lot of them are involving impulse buys. I did two. Well,
walking into the wrong
person's
apartment.
I decided I'm going to go rent a cool car from that place across the street just for kicks.
You should walk in there tomorrow wearing blue skivvies.
I was going just walk the whole time with tennis shoes on.
No, you should walk into his apartment and be like, hey.
Where's the
game? We never met.
I'm
your bottom.
And he throws me down and rapes me, and I'm like, I didn't mean it like this.
And then you'd have a story next week. That'd be a solid 10, Mike.
I'm
all for it.
You know that place across the street from me that rents Lamborghinis and Aston
Martins?
Yes,
yes, yes.
I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to treat myself to a Porsche, drive it to San Diego and back for family dinner.
What, that would cost you like $700, right?
It wouldn't be that much.
Family Six. Dinner.
I wasn't going to get the big one. I was going to get the kind Dr. Drew has. And it was like
$500.
But then the problem is after 100 miles, it's $3 a mile or $2 a mile.
Drew would let you borrow his.
Well, I'm gonna drive to Pasadena to pick it up. Oh no! What I want to say is, you know how I'm kind of a sucker.
Yeah.
I really am gonna make this health change, and I'll tell you how much. I watched a documentary last night on Food Inc. Whole Foods.
Food Inc.
It was something like that, but it was much more interesting. A little too overproduced for me, but it really sold me on this fact.
You don't know the name of the movie?
And I'll tell you right now if you want me to look it up.
Yeah, I kind of like to know names of movies.
It was very interesting, and it was stuff I've already been told that I've seen in other documentaries, but it absolutely changed my way of thinking in a weird way, and I'm not trying to pitch it.
Was it Supersize?
It's called Hungry for Change.
Fuck that movie. Sounds like it's
so
Obama shit.
It's like an hour and a half long film about what your body craves and why it does this and why it does that. So guess what I did tonight? I bought a $200 juicer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're not going to use that shit at all.
That's what I hear. But I'm going to try.
You're going to use it once or twice, Mikey. And then it's going to end up with fucking screwdrivers in it.
I bought a $200 juicer.
Outside next to the dumpster.
And wait a minute. I take it back.
All right.
It wasn't $200.
Mm-mm.
I bought two of them. It was $240 for two.
Oh, of course. Why would you buy one?
I bought one as a gift.
When you could do two oranges at once.
The
left hand and the right hand. You know, you could set it up on either side. I never saw your last place, damn it.
I have one of those two.
It's still there. I still have it for two more weeks.
You want to go over there tonight?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll follow you over there.
Well, let's do another one. Let's do it next week.
Stompy
are you still
going
to have it? When are you out of there?
March 3rd, I have it, too.
I want to go.
Okay.
Let's go tonight.
I'm too tired.
Come on.
Okay, we'll go tonight. All right.
Can I go fuck with Stompy? Can I go knock on his door?
No.
Oh. We'll have something.
All of a sudden,
he's the
protector of Stompy.
We'll have something
nobody,
to report.
Nobody harms
week.
Stompy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the mafia warlord that
Bruce Valanche walks out of the door.
Right,
there he is.
The
looks just like Denzel Washington. I'm like, what?
I have two questions,
you are
Bruce.
Crazy.
What were you doing here, and how did you ever get hired to write at the Oscars?
All right, we doing After Disaster. Song, talking to the people.
What?
Are they still on the line?
Hi, in After Disaster. How are you? How you doing there? Yeah.
What's happening?
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
Did you buy flowers for the sand?
Hello. Hey, if the thing's not working because it switched over, I just can't. I can't do it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Loud and clear.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Good, man. How's it going with you?
I'm the one who wrote the After Disaster app.
Did you hear my
I don't know anything about this After Disaster app.
Oh, it's great.
AfterDisaster.com looks totally
it's
different.
Great.
It looks very good. Looks very
the
different.
The app is fantastic.
Happy,
what is the app
Happy
do?
Pizza.
That's me.
Happy Pizza, thank you very much for the app.
Nice
what
job.
Does the app do? Does it just crash.
You can listen to shows.
Basically that page, but much more simplified.
You can watch 5 minutes with Mike. Check Twitter.
Can you move that up a little bit in the list?
Sweet.
Yeah, sure. I'll bump it up.
You can talk shit about Mike on
you
Reddit.
You may have heard about me on Reddit.
As seen on Reddit. As trashed on Reddit.
Hey, thank you very much. I will get that app.
You can't
tonight.
Get it because it's just for Android. Ha ha.
Oh, really? No, right? You made it just for Android?
It's on my phone.
What?
Or is that something Scott put together on my phone?
The one I put together is for Android.
Only for Android?
You can suck
it. Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
Oh, no.
It's rude. Fuck Android. You know what's wrong with the Android? It's not an iPhone. You hear me, Reddit listeners? Yeah, they know what I'm talking about.
No, a lot of Reddit are into Android.
Everyone settled down.
I don't understand the whole Reddit thing. Like, why are they so mean?
They're not.
Because they're on the internet.
There's lots of very nice people on Reddit.
Poor Mike is like sincere right now, looking at Tyler, like waiting for an actual answer. Like, why are they so mean?
No, but I don't.
As an official ambassador,
I know the internet is generally a bunch of people sniping just to get out their anger because they don't have the balls to do it to someone's face. I understand that, but it was like really mean. It seriously effed my day up. Like, I had a stomach ache and it made me kind of sick, and I just felt
made
like
you
I was,
wander into. You know
dude,
what? That's what made you wander
because
into
you were
the
sold
house.
Wrong. They sold you as whacked out on shrooms, and it just
no,
started
it's just,
the
hey, listen,
line.
if you were in a community and you were on that thing every day, and it was like your fucking social life. God, I don't care. It's a fucking group of people.
But
I'm
the
not
problem,
scared.
The thing that
if
bothered
you were
me
on
was,
there, you know what I mean? Like, Reddit was your life, and that was like where most of your friends are, and most of your social interaction is, and then you see a video of. Titled some whacked out dude at a place that you like to go making fun of it, you would fucking attack that immediately.
I think what I don't like is the fact that I come off as a complete asshole in all those videos. Because one of our listeners
said... You don't
said,
though, buddy, because...
No,
listen,
one of our listeners said, I tried to show some of your videos to my friends and they all thought you're an asshole.
Well,
so
those people don't have a sense of fucking humor. I can tell you that. If you can make someone laugh, even if you don't like that person, you're going to like... You can't help but like them a little bit. You know what I mean? And when I saw this video, I barely knew you and I watched all of them and I immediately called you up because I was in love with you.
Appreciate it.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true, though. Fell in love. I'm like, this is a great man. Actually, Jillian asked me the other day. She's like, are you going to leave me one day for Mike?
Oh, my God.
Did
I
you
cannot
tell her
imagine
that
you
I
guys
have to be
together.
Into it, too.
Something came up, and I was like, defending your honor. And she's like, God, you defend his honor more than you defend mine. I'm like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
She's got uncomfortable.
I'm going to make a video about how much I love you.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, buddies. How's it going?
Good, good. Didn't what happened to all our ladies?
You guys fired up.
That's been our lady callers.
I'm all sorts of fired up. First time caller, long time listener.
Hey,
you guys are the shit.
Thank you. I don't know. Appreciate
you. Thank you very much. But,
Mike, maybe don't feel bad. Reddit is full of fucking haters.
Oh, but there's some great sorts people on there, too. People.
Thank you.
No, the shitty thing is I decided last week I was going to call in you guys this week.
That's pretty shitty.
Hey, no, no, no. Come on, man.
What's going on?
What's Shut
happening?
The fuck up.
Wow.
Jesus.
Are you a Reddit?
Yeah, you're the harsh version of that guy that insults us, then compliments
us. I feel bad for being one of the people who are
what's your name?
Calling in now.
What's your name, sir?
No, you should be happy you called in.
What's your name?
No, the thing is, I didn't want to be part of the whole Reddit people crew who call in.
Whoa.
But I
don't know what's happening there. What's he talking about?
I was actually one of the people who commented on Reddit, but I was giving you love, man.
Hey, what's your name, kid?
I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is Max. No, Mike, you're the man.
Max?
Thanks,
Max. Wait, real
Max
quick.
Max is
going to call. Listen to this tomorrow with a headache.
You know what's a great name for that no one uses anymore? Mac.
Yeah, Mac is a good name.
M-A-C-K.
Yeah.
No, I go by M-A-Q-Z.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
This is my favorite person ever.
Soliloquy. Oh, my God.
He
Bill
was very
Burr
close.
Talking.
He was
Bill
very
Burr
close.
Talking about going to the Gaga concert
was so
fucking
good.
Perfect.
Did he go?
Yeah.
You know.
I should have gone,
someone
right?
Someone tells you, you can't.
I don't give a fuck. And then she walks over to one of her gay fucking backup dancers, Soliloquy.
My friend Joey
you
was
said
at that.
Gay like 20 times tonight.
Soliloquy. Hey, I'm big on the gay thing right now.
My
What's
friend Joey
on?
Was at
I'm
that
defending
concert,
my gay neighbor.
And he said it was exactly like that. He's like, yeah, she wouldn't shut up. And she would just pause for like minutes at a time.
One of the guys.
And he's like, yeah, and the drummer was awesome. And he was locked away in like a dungeon. You could hardly even see him.
One of the guys, ironically, this ties into the show. A gay gentleman that works at the Improv who took over for Dodd. So listen to an older episode for that one. He posted on Facebook that he's got two seats in one of the luxury boxes for Lady Gaga, who wants to go. And I didn't.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't. I thought, eh, I'm not going. And then the next day I went, who'd you go with? He goes, I didn't go. No one wanted to go. I was like,
What? He could have had that whole luxury box to do whatever he liked.
Yeah.
He invites some bitches up there. Oh, he's gay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're that disaster. How are you?
I should have gone to check it out.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Fake Marcus. Every week.
Is this fake Marcus or
it's
real
definitely
Marcus?
Definitely fake Marcus.
Hey, Big Mac. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Real Marcus has to be irate that this guy gets through.
Well, fake Marcus.
Listen, I learned a valuable lesson from Carano's story.
What's that?
Just be a decent person because you never know who's going to be Yo Mike Carano.
What is this accent?
What?
Yeah, what are you, from Louisiana now?
Forrest Gump meets...
I'm from San Diego.
Life is like a box of stompies.
What?
You never know when a Carano's going to walk in.
So be nice to everyone because someone who's terrified of you might walk in and then scurry away quickly.
And never tell you that he's irritated.
And talk about it on a moderately successful podcast.
It's a very famous podcast.
It is a famous podcast. Well, I speak Australian.
Yeah, what was that?
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? The final call tonight.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy Valentine's
God
Day.
Diana, what's damn it, she saves the show. How are you, Diana Vandekamp? Diana Vandekamp.
Peachy Bean, Jelly Bean. How you guys doing?
Real she's quick, like, sorry. Hey, was Chuck Norris in here?
No. Rune thinks Chuck Norris is funny.
Chuck Norris is so over.
Hey, Rune, you got anything to plug, buddy?
His Rune. Mouth.
Chuck Norris Rune. gave me a headshot of his once.
He's working. The Chuck Norris. Okay, go ahead with the Chuck Norris thing. Let's explore Chuck Norris for a minute.
I was talking to him, and then he mailed me a headshot that said, "Thanks, Mike, for everything." I still have it framed.
Is he showing his fist in it? Because that'd be cool.
No, it's an older Chuck Norris picture because this was like 15 years ago or 20 years ago, and I loved it that he actually did that.
That's very
what about Dean Norris?
It was so weird.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember a couple years ago, Diana, you weigh in here too, when everyone became obsessed with Chuck Norris, and it was so funny, and they had the Chuck Norris jokes?
Yep.
Why?
Because
why did everyone think that was great?
Because it was funny.
Was it really
funny? Yeah.
Am I the only one that...
No, in the beginning, it was funny.
It burned out pretty quickly.
Maybe later that day when I first heard it, and then I heard it again later that night. I'm like, all right.
Maybe.
I've heard enough of that. And then it's still going, still. There's a book in here right now.
Chuck Norris, I'm looking at it right now.
For irony's sake only.
Black Belt Patriotism is what it's called.
Like Chuck Boris.
Yeah, right. Right?
I invited him to the show. Thanks. Now he's not coming.
So, Diana, you got any horrific dating stories for us here on this Valentine's Day?
No, I just worked all of this Valentine's Day, but I have information for you.
Oh, info, little Diana info.
Yeah, it's pertinent because you guys were talking about the actor in The Dark Knight. Well, I love him. His name is William Fichter, and he was also
Fichter.
In one of my favorite TV shows, Prison Break.
I barely knew her.
Ooh.
There you go. Thanks.
I've never seen Prison Break, but I've heard.
Oh, really solid. Check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Good-looking guy in prison, then he gets out, and his brother is involved.
I think I just liked it because he was so good-looking.
Yeah, see?
Are you friends with him by chance?
With
Fichter? No, I just think he's an awesome actor.
Fichter?
Yep.
Yeah, he was naked in Go. Very nice body.
I'm going to go check it out.
Oh, you haven't seen Go, Diana?
I haven't seen it in
years. Holy fuck!
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I forgot about the naked Fichter.
Yeah.
It's no Les Miserables, but it's good.
Take a Fichter, it'll last longer.
Speaking of,
be such a good pickup line if that was your last name.
Prime is Brian and I.
You have to incorporate your last name to pickup lines. How
Brian and
work?
I come down hard on Les Mis on this week's film ball. And
you mean, like you're turned on by it,
Brian? No, we rip it apart. I have still not seen it, Brian.
Good thing.
Lots of nice things to say about the After Disaster.
Really?
What?
Yeah. He admittedly I couldn't believe it's coming from Brian, but he admittedly. He admitted on the film vault that he is officially hooked on the After Disaster and he can't stop listening.
He doesn't follow me on...
Something about this goddamn show. It's fucking weird.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter anymore.
Oh, really? That's because of the cancer jokes.
He won't friend me on Facebook.
He won't? Well, he thinks
I'll
he's a
wear
big
him
time,
down.
He thinks he's a big time baller.
All right, take it
roller.
Back. Yeah, you know what
maybe
happened
he
was?
Want to mix
I unfollowed
with
most of my friends. And then I followed him back because I was trying to create a list and I'm too dumb. So I blocked everybody. I didn't realize it unfollows people. I unblocked everybody. And the people that don't know I did that have inadvertently unfollowed me by accident.
Where's the punchline?
I don't know.
There's
but
no punchline. I'm just trying to explain
remember
it.
Remember how Mike asked everyone to follow him?
Right now.
Remember how Mike asked everyone to follow him on Instagram and Vine?
Yeah.
But then didn't give links to his thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he then posted later that night or the next day. Yeah, never mind. Don't follow me. I probably won't post anything.
I'm going to, but I just haven't got everything I posted is stupid.
What are you doing in the 70s, Mike? I wonder, what is Mike Carano doing in the 70s?
I was a little kid.
No, like if you were this age right now without, because I mean pretty much most of your interaction is through modern
interacting
day media.
With people without interacting with them.
I can
what do you
bring,
do? Do you,
he I just called party lines.
Are you doing little plays? Are you Andy Kaufman? What's going on?
I can tell you what I did before I had the internet.
No, we don't want to know what
that's
you
that's not
did.
What I'm, no, I'm not asking that. I
would do elaborate jokes and mail them to people.
Okay, this is maybe what you would be doing. Yeah. Tell me, what does that mean?
Okay, at the end of the seasons of Dennis Miller Live, I would take all the extra water we had in the cafeteria excerpt. Mm-hmm. I would take all of my, I would take my Rolodex and I would tape my Rolodex to the outside of a bottle of Fiji water or a bottle of whatever water we had.
Right.
And I would throw the, I would take the big box.
It's big on details.
To carry mail, and I would put them all in the mailbox, and 80% of them got to the destinations. All the time. I made stickers in the art department at CBS, that little round stereotypical cartoon bomb, and they said letter bomb enclosed when the Unabomber was big, and I put those on every piece of outgoing mail. I put them on every piece of outgoing mail. And
I
then
don't get
I would
the
write,
water thing at all. And then yeah, I would, it doesn't make sense to me. But
I would mail the extra water we had so I didn't have to bring it home. Like, because, you know, the end of the season would come around and I'd just take all the snacks
home.
Yeah,
who can deal with water? Okay.
Well, I thought it was funny to throw a bottle of water in the mailbox and it would get somewhere.
Like, could you put labels on it?
I took my Rolodex. I took the name off my Rolodex. I took
now I get it.
Packing
now I get
tape,
it.
Taped it to the front.
What about stamp?
Went to the mail department, weighed it, printed off a bunch of those stamps. The one
this
red
is before YouTube.
Wait,
before MySpace.
It was
in
1994.
Guy
1995.
Whacked out on shrooms, mails water.
Well, this was almost before the internet. This was like right when the internet. It's before emails.
The
you
first
didn't have
season,
an email when you were doing this.
The first season, I thought it was funny. On the last day, it took my entire Rolodex part and just put a stamp on each one and
See,
threw the whole
the
thing.
Kind of shit, no one does anymore.
Threw the whole thing in there, and then I would mail out these elaborate like ads to buy
ever.
Monkeys. Like I would go like, coming soon, Mike's Monkey Emporium. And I would make these elaborate color prints at the CBS art department and mail them to my friends. And then I'd put like all the
Wait,
monkeys.
How would you make them? Would
I would
you
make
have
them on the computer.
Somebody? Oh, you would make them on the computer.
Yeah.
Because you like, don't you every year at Christmas, you used to always do like some kind of Christmas stamp or Christmas picture, right? You, 1 year as you, as Jesus.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Do you do that anymore?
I
didn't receive one this
year. The Jesus one was 2 years ago. And then I did the Rudolph Hyde one before that.
I didn't
and
get one this year.
The most offensive one was the agent.
You should have done one with Stompy.
I don't know how that would tie in.
I don't know. You could figure out a way.
By the way,
inspiration, Mike.
I've been shooting video for a year at that apartment complex to basically post it to vent my anger, and now I'm not going to do it because
you're not
going
to post it.
It's too mean, and I don't want to be mean now because I'm afraid of the Reddit people.
It's like,
do you watch Survivor?
This is the finger point of rim shots.
Do you watch Survivor, Ty?
Is it still on the air?
Not watching currently.
Oh, absolutely. All right, do you remember the black guy that said that he had blue eyes and he said that he used to be a federal agent?
Yeah.
That's who I'm picturing as Stompy now, especially because he's in his underwear the entire season.
Oh, that guy was the best.
And he's back this season.
Oh, that guy was the best.
He's back this season
what if it
and
is?
He's wearing pink underwear.
Is Coach back?
No, Coach is not back. But I'm picturing that fucking guy laying on his. And I got to tell you, it's kind of a seductive image I got in my head.
I'm not sure I would have left Stompy's apartment. I think I might have stayed.
Did you tiptoe away just to be ironic?
I backed out.
You backed out? You did the back out? Did you keep backing out like Homer did? A
couple
and,
feet away. I closed the door.
It would have been funny if instinctively you turned off the light as you exited. Just left him in a dark cave.
Mike, I feel like you're going to have like a lot of aggression still towards the situation because it's had no
you know where she's going.
Finite ending.
She wants you to get a little closure by sitting down with Stompy.
Yeah, closure for sure.
Yeah.
Let me make it crystal clear. I'm not sitting down with Stompy.
You guys should have coffee together. It could be like that scene in Heat.
Oh, it could be.
We're not having
De Niro
coffee
Pacino.
Together.
Who gets to beat De Niro?
I think Stompy's De Niro because isn't he the bad guy?
I already don't like it.
Did you
and
see his feet? Were they particularly large?
I saw his penis. Jesus Christ! I don't need to see his feet. I'm sure they're large.
Did his feet? Maybe they had cement blocks on them. Because
I didn't see his penis. By the way, I saw his penis under the underwear.
The mafia years ago, and it's like an affliction that he has to live on.
What if he's a pirate and he's got two wooden legs? And I'm like, I feel terrible. I'm like, oh Jesus, what happened? He's like, oh, it's at the Long Beach Aquarium. Is really busy, and some 12-year-old on a leash pushed me into the shark tank. Fucking thing gnawed off my feet.
Oh, they got a sea lion there, a big ass sea lion with only one eye, and he swims upside down. It's a great place. Jillian had a moment with a sea otter.
Did Todd Browning built that place?
Idiot Anderson, years ago, promised his now wife, Jillian, that one day he would make it happen that she could somehow pet or touch an otter. If anyone knows us of any information on how I can make this happen, even if it means flying somewhere.
I think that's a weirder fetish than peeing on someone.
Nothing sexual about it. It's just the cutest things in the world. I agree. Contact me at AndersonCowan.com, please.
Maybe that was like a come on line to her because she thought I won't even say what I thought.
We actually went up to Santa Cruz and took the dogs. This is years ago now. Took the dogs. We only had two of them back then, and we rented a little boat. Because back up in most parts of the world, you can rent a boat for like, you know, $10 for a few hours. It's great. Out here in Southern California, it's like $90 for half an hour.
Most parts of the world?
Well, most places I go, you just grab a boat.
I think some parts of the world you can buy a boat for $10.
Yes. So we rented a boat up in Santa Cruz, and we're cruising, and sea otters everywhere. There's like giant kelp forests and sea otters and Stan and
you
Pepe.
You tried to tackle one?
We're on the boat, and they're getting all excited. Stan got so excited. He was wearing a little sweater because it was cold ass out there. And he, I guess, thought that the seaweed, because, you know, kelp forest, the seaweed all floats.
It?
Yeah. So he leaps right on top of it. Next thing you know, he's swimming towards the sea otters. He's so excited. He wants to go play with them. And then he gets about 10 feet. And then he realizes, oh, shit, this is cold. He turns around and starts
And they're chasing
paddling.
Him?
No, they're just kind of looking at him.
Hey,
like,
I got a good idea.
Oh, fuck.
You get a dog that can't bark.
I have one. His name's Stanley.
Well, even a cat will work. You wet him down. You put him in a box. You drill a hole. I mean, you put a hole, cut a hole in the cardboard box, and you stick Jillian's hand through it and go, sea otter. I love it.
A cat could
God
work.
Bless your creative Mike Carano.
Mm-hmm. Which god?
Whichever one you like.
Well, Dinosaur, no one showed you penis pictures of their penis today? Or
I saw no penis today, although last time Sean and Xander were at the Tam O'Shanter, they
Oh, did
yeah,
they get naked?
Trow.
What's that yeah. now? They dropped trow?
Naked.
Dropped trow? Don't say trow.
I feel like that's not appropriate naked. At the Tam O'Shanter.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a family restaurant.
Okay.
Full service.
Tam O'Shanter, I recommend you guys buy the Jack LaLanne juicer.
Tam O'Shanter, very, very nice restaurant, family restaurant, like Diana just said. She works there. And Jillian
doesn't
and
she
I,
own it?
And Tyler and Tyler and Tyler White's Lauren White's wife.
Tyler,
Tyler
White's,
White's
Lauren
wife.
White.
Yeah,
oh,
we
you
all
my
went
elf?
There.
My
we
elf
drank
Anderson?
With Diana, and we watched this band. And
she wants to pet a muskrat.
Everyone had too much to drink except for me, so I was annoyed as everyone was chanting. And when I say everyone, I mean the people with me chanted penis,
penis,
and
penis,
it was really annoying.
Penis,
yeah,
because
well,
the band we were
time.
Seeing. The band we were seeing, Zach and Xander, what's his name?
Sean and Xander.
Sean and Xander. We saw him open up for Fart Bar, if ironically, like a year ago at the Redwood downtown LA. And the one guy, Zach, I guess.
Sean.
Maybe Sean, because there is no Zach. He whipped his cock out at the end of the show and just started rubbing it on people in the audience. And I told this story. Tyler backed me up. And then the girls that we were with, Diane was one of them, thought it was an amazing story.
I don't think he was rubbing it on people.
Yeah, he was. You got to exaggerate a little.
It seems like that's a little against the
he
law.
He got a little fresh.
He gets fresh. He does a little, what's it called when you fraternize?
I
got
to say that guy's very fortunate that he whips out his penis and rubs it on people like a 50-year-old man, and girls just call it getting a little fresh.
Lauren, Jillian, Diana, and Tyler all thought that they really wanted it to happen again.
I was
and
not drunk.
Start chanting. Oh, you were drunk.
I was severely drunk.
Started chanting penis, Mike, and I needed some sanity, and you weren't there.
Okay, the only way I want to see that story end, if everybody chants penis, is the guy emerges from the crowd with a bloody penis in his hand.
Oh, dear God.
Mean?
Penis, penis, and he just comes out to cheers like, got it.
Hey, Diana, you gave me that CD, though, and I listen to it often. It's very good.
Oh, I like it a lot, too, yeah.
Yeah, I put it on in my house, and I write to it.
Aw, thanks. That makes my heart smile.
Well, you have nothing to do with it other than handing it to me. But
all work and no play makes Jack a dull penis over and over and over.
You should see Compliance, Diana. You're going to like it.
I absolutely will. Oh, and I met the shark over at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, too, when it was
Oh,
there.
You saw the juvenile little great white?
I did.
Was it like awesome. Seeing a celebrity?
It was like one of the best moments of my life.
It's pretty fucking great, yeah.
Yeah.
I say we put this bed. This bad boy Valentine's Day show to bed, eh?
Land shark.
I don't get Land Shark.
What is that? It's funny when I was a kid.
Oh, it's like that fucking Saturday Night Live bullshit.
The door, something be knocking the door. Who is it? Pizza.
You know, you would have been like Alan Abel. You ever heard of him?
A-B-E-L?
Yes.
Who is that?
He talked about him a lot on the Film Vault this week. There's a documentary called Abel Raises Cain. Streaming right now. You can check it out. It's only 82 minutes. Scant 82 minutes, like I said, on the film ball. And it's all about this guy that does hoaxes almost for a living. And it's his daughter made the documentary, so it's not the greatest documentary we've ever seen because it's not a professional making it. But nonetheless, it chronicles all the hoaxes that he's done over the years. And his main biggest hoax that he got the most notoriety for probably was he created the society of very uptight people who wanted to clothe animals in the wild and around them because they could see their private parts and they wanted them to all be clothed.
I like it.
And he came up with this organization called SINA, S-I-N-A, which I can't remember what it stands for.
Ah, good thing.
But it's a good documentary, and he just does hoaxes. He would go on talk shows, and he would go on news reports all the time as like representatives of these fake organizations, and then finally he'd get caught. That's what you do. You do that kind of shit, probably, if there's no internet.
Maybe.
Something like
that. I feel like Mike would do those like letters from a nut letters, but he would never have actually compiled them to release a book.
What does that mean?
It's like what I used to do with Fun with Craigslist, but back in the day when you had to send letters, and they're fantastic. Like, the guy would send letters to, like, the casinos in Vegas and be like, yes, I'm going to be coming by. I'm planning to spend a large amount of money, like, da-da-da-da-da. But he'd make really strange demands, like he has to gamble in a shrimp mascot.
The first book had me laughing from cover to cover, like, out loud.
Yeah.
It was genuinely brilliant. You know who that is? Barry Martyr.
I don't know who that is.
He's a comic from the 80s.
Okay. I know that everyone thought it was Jerry Seinfeld, apparently.
Well, Seinfeld and him are great friends. In fact, Barry Martyr's in that movie, Comedian, when Seinfeld buys the Volkswagen.
It's 700 degrees in this room. I just want you guys to know.
700? That would mean that you're literally on fire.
It's really cold in here.
Yeah, it's nice. Not really cold. It's kind
of right,
like
I don't
perfect.
Know if I owe everybody how an
cold
apology
is it, guys?
For my story being a letdown. And if it was a letdown, I apologize. But
Mike, how cold is it?
It's so cold.
Okay.
All right, the show has lost all energy. That's it. I'm trying to figure out what CINA stands for. God,
I'm
bad.
I was reading horrifying stories about people that have survived falling out of airplanes and their chutes not deploying.
I don't like that at all.
I read for about 10 minutes with my mouth just hanging open.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's a nightmare.
Apparently, one dude in World War II fell out, and he like survived because he crashed into some trees and slight vegetation. And the Nazis were so impressed, they gave him a certificate. Like a congratulations for like falling out of a plane and surviving.
Did they do anything to him after that?
I don't know.
Was he naked?
He survived, apparently.
Was he naked?
No one would believe that story, by the way, if that happened. You'd be like, wait, I got a story about airplanes.
I know.
You wouldn't believe the turbulence. Whoa, 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 hold on.
Oh, Mike would be the worst.
I was jumping. Oh, I've never stopped doing it.
So
constantly.
Can I help apparently.
You? Before you can help me, first of all, I'd like a double vente. Second of all, I fell out of an airplane and lived, and I have a certificate from the Nazis to prove it.
Society for Indecency to Naked Animals. CINA. Society for Indecency to Naked Animals.
So
it's impressive.
What's the subject matter of the film vault this week?
What's that?
1800 movies, Diana.
Movies that take place in the 1800s. Very good episode.
Apparently, if you do fall off a plane and you don't have a parachute, you hit terminal velocity 150 miles an hour. Your body can't go faster than that. So you need to spread the impact out over your body. So try to land on your side so that you crush your like your leg, your hip, and your shoulder, and like some of your side ribs.
They show the
okay. I'm not a professional skydiver, even though I have been skydiving twice, both miserable. But there is virtually no way that you can plan to hit your side because your body will be flip flopping around and
now
twirling.
You can control your spin.
Like if you have a wallet, you might be able to like put it in your pocket.
You can use it as a little wing. Open
but
it up.
If you
well,
hit,
don't
if
you
hit,
wait,
if you
talk
hit the
about...
5 points, it makes it like it's 25 miles an hour on each joint rather than because the problem is you can hit the ground and survive, but
okay,
it
no,
breaks,
it doesn't. No, it
breaks
it doesn't.
Your bones and then it's the bouncing and it punctures all your organs.
The bouncing,
that's how you die.
It doesn't make it 25 miles an hour. It's each piece of your body is hitting at 150.
You're spreading it out, Mike.
Have you seen the footage of the guy bouncing? Have you seen the footage where the guy lands?
If I throw two frogs out of an airplane, they're not going 75 each.
Your clothes fall off. Why is no one letting me have this moment? Which is true. Like, where your clothes get ripped off your body because you're falling so violently. Maybe not if you're dressed.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, if you're not dressed for falling. For sure, like if people that fall out of
planes. I wore shorts and a t-shirt.
That would mean your clothes would come off if you were going 150 miles an hour on a motorcycle.
I'm leaving.
All right, we're gonna go test this theory out.
Good night, Diana. Thanks for calling. Happy VD Day.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope everyone had a nice Valentine's Day.
Happy VD Day, fake Marcus. Thanks, buddy.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's his real voice.
I'd like to honestly thank the fine folks at Reddit.
Reddit.
If you can post the last video, that would be a good idea.
Mike, you can just post yourself.
Yeah, you can just post yourself.
Yeah, but it's not going to get any hits.
Not
I have to say, like, look at this idiot.
Hey, thanks for your first time call, Mac.
Friggin' moron.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for doing what you do.
It's a fag.
Who is?
I think, what?
What did he say?
It's a lot of
dentist bully robot.
What?
He was doing bully robot.
Oh. I was very offended there for a minute. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
May God be with you. What the hell is it?
God be
I
with you.
I am leaving.
No God
way.
Be with you.
May sounds like we're being serious.